John, the 19th chapter, starting with verse 31. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath, that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other one who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. And he who saw it has borne witness, his testimony is true, and as he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may also believe. For these things took place that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, the scripture says, and they will look upon him whom they pierced. Crucifixion is a grisly business, but especially when the executioners are in a hurry. Jesus wasn't only on the cross, he was on the clock. Jesus had to die before sundown so God's people, the Jews, wouldn't blaspheme the day of preparation, which that year was a special Sabbath. In other words, the anniversary of the day when the enslaved Jews in Egypt prepared for the Passover so that none of their firstborn sons would die just happened to occur on the Sabbath during the year of Christ's crucifixion. For that reason, the Jews decided to speed up the execution of the firstborn Son of God so that they could celebrate the holiday commemorating the time God spared the lives of their firstborn sons. Pretty incredible, isn't it? Jewish leaders, religious leaders, especially asked Pilate to authorize this barbaric action to ensure that the three men on the cross died faster. The guards broke the legs of the two criminals condemned with Jesus, but when they turned their attention to the Lord, of course, they discovered he was already dead. So breakage wasn't necessary. Instead, the guards struck a spear into the side of Jesus, and these events, not breaking the legs but piercing him with a spear, of course, fulfilled Old Testament scripture. Jesus was crucified and pierced. It's almost unfathomable that God took the worst thing that could be done to his son and turned it into the greatest blessing and gift God could ever give to mankind. See, in their rush to honor God, to celebrate his great Passover gift a long time ago, the Jews killed God's son. But incredibly, in these events, the old Passover was supplanted with a new Passover. The old Passover lamb was replaced by a new Passover lamb forever, God's very own son. At the first Passover, when the angel of death arrived, he saw the lamb's blood and spared the death of the firstborn male Jews, God's people, for a single night. But the dynamic of God and man changed forever with Christ's crucifixion. Now, when earthly death arrives for Christians, God's real people, new people, God sees that they are washed in the blood of the Lamb, and he passes over their sins forever, and they live eternally in heaven. Today we come, as we do every week, hopefully in an unhurried way, to remember the Lord's blood that was shed for us and the body that was sacrificed for us through these emblems. On the eve of his death, Jesus asked us to remember him in this way. So as we do this, let's not be in a hurry and remember what he's done. As the song we just sang, living, he loved us. Dying, he saved us. And loved us even more. And buried, he carried those sins far away. Father, we come before you. Every time it seems that we do this, in whatever manner, whatever, whether it's in its simplicity or whether it's in its complexity, Father, we're amazed at your love for us. We're amazed at the amount of planning and preparation that was put in to redeem us back to you. Father, what amazing love that is. And so, Father, we just want to come before you today to remember Christ, and with this simple prayer, Father, forgive us, for we are sinners, and we need you. We need you. The redemption of our sins because of the sacrifice of your Son. And so, Father, may we honor him, may we glorify him, and may we examine ourselves in all that we do. For I pray these things in Jesus' holy name.